John Darvill.
You think everything's okay in your world. Everything is okay. And then it all falls apart and it's not your fault. You've done nothing wrong. You find yourself in a police cell. You've done nothing wrong. Well, that's what happened to Paul Fensom, and that got worse for him. To quote, "My life has been turned upside down and ripped apart." Paul Fensom was accused by his then-girlfriend of rape, of her losing her child, of her being beaten by him. If she was to say sorry to you...
I wouldn't believe her. I wouldn't believe a word that come out of her mouth now. Okay, no one's won. My name's been cleared. I've been a victim. There's a child now with no mother for 3.5 years. That poor child's a victim. It's not going to see its mother because of her stupidness. And she's had time after time to hold her ransom.
Hi, I'm Harry and I'm from Bristol.
Let's hear now from Harry. Harry, morning to you.
Good morning.
I phoned up to say that, you know, I'd lost my family through a major life changing, and that was alcohol.
I've got an illness and I can't deal with it.
John didn't prejudge. I feel that he actually really did care about me and about my well-being, didn't he? Just listened to me.
Now, I've offered myself over to the powers that be because I can't do this anymore on my own. I need some help from the professional people.
You know, you've done it again. You never fail to press the right button. You're fantastic at interviewing people.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've been unable to get into a shop or a supermarket because you can't get there because there isn't a space and you know that the person who's in that space doesn't have the same issues as you?
Yes, I have been in places where people have used them where they shouldn't have used them, yes. I've had quite a few arguments with a few people.
What do they say to you, Joe? What do they say to you when you see somebody bounding up like Bambi to a car parked in a disabled space and you say, "Excuse me"? What do they say back?
They can be quite abrupt. Say, "And? So what? I'm there. Goodbye." They can be really abrupt, you know. But it can undermine you a bit and make you feel, why bother going out sometimes?
You're in Clevedon.
Yes.
Your baby boy, who is at a low birth weight.
Yeah.
Is premature.
Yeah.
Is in Southmead.
He is, yeah. I had physically no way, apart from jumping on about 4 buses, to get to Southmead.
He's home now, which
yes,
is good
yes,
news.
Yes, he is.
And one of the reasons that he's home is Mike Burns. And Mike, good morning to you.
Morning.
It must be incredible to think that there you are on your bike and you've got something which, in essence, seems very simple. Mother's milk, you know, a mum's milk in your bike that you're taking to this milk bank. You're saving lives, genuinely saving lives.
Thank you.
It's an incredible thing. Well, long may that service continue and grow. Vicky, have you got anything else you'd like to say to Mike?
You are my angel, and I'll be eternally grateful.
You do not sound like you're from Sudan.
What do I sound like?
You sound like you're probably, you know, Londoner.
Thank
maybe
you.
There's a bit of Bristolian in there as well. There is a Burr in there.
I've been working on it. I've been imitating people, and for the last year, I've been devilizing my voice. I don't know whether you understand what devilizing means.
Well, you've been recording me?
I've been repeating what you were saying, right? Turning the volume down and repeating what you were saying, okay. And then recording myself and comparing it to you just to see whether the devilization is doing really well there, if you see what I mean.
I'm lost for words. Does your husband accept that you're always right?
Sometimes.
Have you ever admitted that you're wrong?
I think so.
John Darvill.